Hi there. Time to catch up for the life that I promised about the requirements for a reconnection. The reason why I am sharing this is because many people would like to reconnect with an ex, and the reconnections usually fail because people are in a hurry to get back together. And if we are to do reconnections effectively and get back into a healthy relationship, we need to understand a few things. The first requirement to understand is that you need to know why you are reconnecting. You need to understand how you are reconnecting, and you need to have an idea of when you are reconnecting. I will go into this one at a time, but I also want to remind us that when we split up, it's helpful to understand that there is a problem. I like to remind people of that, and this is the reason why you might find when you try to reconnect in a rush, it doesn't work, because you mostly don't consider that that problem that led to the breakup. All you want to do is to go back to the relationship you were in. So why do you want to reconnect following a breakup is important, because it helps you to understand not only that you have looked into the reasons you broke up, and you have decided that there is a valid reason a reconnection might work, or it might be healthy. Because if you were in an abusive relationship, going back, having a why to go back to such a relationship does call for questions, because you want to ask yourself why you would be going back to a relationship that was abusive, that was unhealthy, because then you are probably going to go back to the same patterns which broke you in the first place, unless people have done inner work. But for you to go back without reflecting on the point that the relationship was unhealthy is on its own a red flag. So understand why. And your why needs to be based on the fact that, number one, you have done some work on yourself, and you are likely to grow in this relationship with the newfound tools which you have. And this why can also then be linked to the when, which I will go into at some point in this share. Do not be in such a rush to get back to someone before reflecting on your reasons for being with them, whether they allow your growth, whether they are good for you. Because the fact that you know each other, or you haven't found another person yet, or you are missing them, or there were some great moments, they aren't good enough reasons for you to go back into a relationship with someone you broke up with. What you want is to go back to someone with whose purpose you are aligned, or who is aligned with your purpose. Someone who will allow you to grow. Someone who fuel your growth and give you some life, basically. So that's number one. And then number two, the how is important. So if you decide to get back with someone, or to reconnect with someone, it is helpful that when you have understood your reasons for breaking up, you want to find out the best approach to reconnecting. I have shared before the point that you don't just have someone texting you or calling you and say, I want you back, and then you say, yes, we are getting back. What is helpful is to have a conversation face to face. And when you've had that conversation, you reflect on what they have said. And if you agree to get back together, you let them know, you ask what has changed. In fact, before you agree, what has changed? And if you are both ready to do the work in the relationship, understanding that relationships are not just a walk in the park. They require work, they require effort, they require input from both parties, and you are not setting up another person to be your parent, then you can plan to start dating from scratch. There is no reason to rush back and start doing things you were doing before simply because you know each other. When you break up, understand that you are and reconnect and you are starting a new relationship. And this relationship requires a new approach, and it requires that you treat each other with newness. Recognize that's not the same person you were with before, because again, this is the issue we have. We treat this person like we were with them last week. We forget that something went wrong. So we need to reset the dynamic. We need to restart how we do things. We need to approach this relationship differently, like new as it is, and date from scratch and not rush anything at all, and treat each other with respect, and also to observe red flags without attachment to outcomes or thinking that, oh, this is my person. No, they are not. They can leave like they left before. So go in cautiously, with respect, with dignity, and with love and openness, and be a different person with new character that you will sustain over life, not just to get someone back, but for the rest of your life. Be a changed person and grow in the relationship. Go in with tools to regulate yourself. Go in with rituals and plans to do things together and to do things alone. Go in with a new knowledge, a newfound knowledge to grow. That is what helps your relationship. Don't just go back. Do things differently. Then number three, when do you reconnect? And this might come before the how, but what happens is you want to assess where you are at. People can be scared of losing their ex so much that they rush back again because they are thinking, oh, I will lose this person. But you can give your ex time if they want you back to say, you know what, I would like some space to work on myself a bit, and I suggest you do the same, so that when you get back into this relationship, we have some tools and we can approach this relationship in a healthy and helpful way, so that we sustain it rather than keep getting back into short car crashes. So look into whether it's too recent after the breakup, whether it's any of you or both of you are doing some work on yourselves, and whether there is anything that has changed. Those are the whens, part of the when you need to look into, rather than think, oh my God, my ex is back, I'm so excited. Your ex is not doing you a favor by coming back. You do yourself a favor by reflecting on the why, the how, and the when, and doing work on yourself to change your relationship outcomes. If you don't have tools for your relationship, your new reconnection, nothing is going to change. Most likely in your relationship, you are either going to stay stuck in an unhealthy relationship, or you are going to split up again, and it's going to be a pattern. So it is helpful that you look into the why am I going back, and is this a good reason for me to be with this person, and how am I going back? Am I rushing back? Or if I understood that I need to do some work and to pace this new reconnection and treat it like a second relationship. And when am I going back? Have I done some work on myself? Do I feel safe now to be back with another person? Am I ready with tools to be with another human beings? Do I have something to bring into this new relationship that can allow both of us to grow? Have I prepared this something so that I can grow with this person? So those are the three requirements I wanted to share with you. You can break them down, you can add some other things, but for today, that's what I felt might be necessary if you want to reconnect. Don't rush. They are not going anywhere. If you were together for a while and you give them space and you give yourself space, you might reconnect. and you might create a healthier relationship. But avoid sleeping with a person you broke up with just to keep them close. They won't have any incentive to come back to the relationship you were in before if you do that, because they are just getting what they want easily. They get things easily, and that's not a good reason, or that's not a good approach to relate with people or to reconnect with people. And I'm hoping this is helpful for you. If you have been in a breakup or you are considering getting back to your ex, don't be too desperate. Assess whether they are the right person for you, and assess how you are going to move back into reconnecting with them. Slow it right down. If they want to rush, let them rush and go. And look into the timing. Is this the right time for me to be with this person, or to be with anyone at all? Or do I need to heal? Because sometimes we need therapy rather than a relationship. I'm hoping that's helpful. And I hope I see you again next time as we continue to focus on the quality of life before relationships. Thank you so much for watching, and see you soon.